Well, the very latest cattle on feed report out this afternoon. We get a reaction from Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. And Tom, any big news in this report?
Honestly, Leslie, there is none. After a very, very active trading week in our cattle markets, we have a very quiet, neutral cattle on feed report for today. December on feed came in at 101% of a year ago. The estimate was for 101.1. Now, this means that we have on feed 10.876 million head of cattle. This is 4.6 below the five-year average. Nebraska was up 5% on their cattle on feed, Kansas 2% higher than a year ago, and Texas also 2% higher than a year ago on feed. This is the second largest on feed number the past 20 months, but it is also the third smallest December on feed of the past 19 years. November placements came in at 96%, right in line with the estimate of 96.1%. This shows that we placed 1.792 million head of cattle. This is 7.2% lower than the five-year average. This is also the second smallest November placement of the past 19 years. Kansas was down 12% on placements, Texas down 5%, and Nebraska was up 2% versus a year ago. The weight breakdown on the placements under 600 pound was down 5.2% versus a year ago. 600 to 699 pound category down 13.7%. 700 to 799 pound category 2.8% higher, and 800 plus once again was higher at 3.5% higher than a year ago. November marketing 89% of a year ago. The trades estimate was 89.9%. This means that we slaughtered 1.475 million head of cattle. This is 14.3% below the five-year average. This is the smallest November marketing number of the past 19 years. Kansas on their marketings were down 17% versus a year ago, Texas down 10%, and Nebraska down 7% versus a year ago. Now, there's really nothing else to expand on this cattle on feed report. It will probably go completely unnoticed when we open the markets up at 9:05 on Monday morning. The biggest thing is the market's going to be looking to see whether or not we see carry through to the upside after the previous 2 days of trading and closing with triple-digit gains to the upside after the previous several sessions had seen extreme downside in our cattle complex. Now, also Monday at 2 o'clock, we will have the monthly cold storage report.
Tom, between now and January, anything big really to watch at this point?
No, and we're going to be looking at some small marketings out there the rest of this year. Some estimates say we'll be around the 400,000 mark for the last 2 weeks of the year. So we won't expect anything out there really big taking place. But the biggest thing is to see whether or not this market can keep recovering the losses that we had seen the last several sessions like we've recovered the last two sessions.
All right. Well, today we've been joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities, recapping the December cattle on feed numbers, again up 1% at 10.9 million as of December 1. Bringing you coverage on the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.